Welcome to You Learn Something New Every Day. I am Joan Boyko, Coordinator of Communications and Community Outreach for the Palm Springs Unified School District. We are here each Sunday at 9 a.m. on AM 1340 KWXY. We also invite you to download and subscribe to our podcast. It is really easy. All you have to do is go to iTunes, look for You Learn Something New, press subscribe. You'll get a new show each Sunday afternoon. And this show, of course, is produced by my very dedicated team of student interns here in the Digital Arts Technology Academy, also known as DATA, at Cathedral City High School, under the direction of Mr. Bryce Johnson. And Daniel's on the board. Thank you, sir. Chime in anytime you like. I know he's not shy, he does. So he listens and he contributes. So thank you very much. Today on the show, I'm pleased to welcome my monthly co-host, our arts coordinator extraordinaire, Miss Louisa Castrodale. And today she has brought with her Miss Ann Greer, who is the executive director of the Virginia Waring International Piano Competition. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Hi there.
Hi. And Louisa, can you believe we have, what, like 6 weeks left of school?
It flies crazy. By, that's for sure.
And you've been so busy. And we'll do, toward the end of the show, we'll recap a little bit on what's gone on this year.
Okay.
I just get tired thinking about it. So, and you're the one who's just doing it. I get my phone blown up. Isn't that the term everybody uses? I blew up my phone. It's Louisa's.
I blew up your phone.
Louisa's always somewhere. Like at least probably two or three times a week, I get a series of photos and videos on my phone from Louisa's. Like, guess what? Guess where I am now? And she's so excited. And it's great because, you know, I'm just able to take that and post on Facebook and share with everybody. So I love, ever think I don't want it.
Okay.
So it's wonderful. And I just love seeing and hearing, because I can't be everywhere.
No, it's
you manage, but I can't be everywhere.
Maybe between the two of us.
Yeah, and we try. But so anyway, let's get right to it. Tell us about our guest.
Okay, so I'm happy to have the lovely and talented Ann Greer, who I've been working with for all of the years I've been in this job, so over 11 years now. And Ann is involved with so many organizations here in the desert, in the arts, and in history, I would also add. But one of the privileges I've had is working with her on the Virginia Waring International Piano Concert series, and that's a long-running organization. I remember it from when I was a kid. I remember going to competitions with my mother, who was serious about the piano and really loved it. And so, you know.
Do you play the piano too, Louisa?
I do play the piano.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Every week I hear something about Louisa does this, that, and there's not a whole lot she doesn't do.
I didn't say well, Joan, but anyway, I do play the piano from a young age, but I love the piano. And so from the very beginning of working in this job, we've been connected as partners and have been offered student concerts. And of course, that is an amazing opportunity for our students because they bring in guest artists that are world class. And our students, you know, get access to these amazing and beautiful concerts. So that's a long-standing tradition at this point, and I hope goes another decade or so, right?
That's what we hope, yeah. And so there are two components.
Right.
So the one component is where we bring the artist to the school. So, for example, our 2007 solo winner, Jan Leszewski, he was 12 when he won. And he came back to Palm Springs High School and performed. And I remember that when he performed, he had a brand new iPad. And so after the concert, all the kids came around him to see how what
in
he was 2007? Doing with the iPad.
No,
not in 2007. He won in 2007 when he was 12. He came back probably 3 or 4 years later.
I was going to say, because I don't even know if the iPads were out in 2007, were new, huh?
But yeah. It was new. And of course, now he's concertizing around the world. He's got 5 CDs that he's working on with Deutsche Grammophon.
Did you say concertizing? Is that a word?
I don't know. Is it a word?
I like it.
I like it. It works for me.
I think it's a great word. I've never heard it before, but you know, the name of the show, You Learn Something New Every Day.
I always do. So now Luis is going to look it up.
I'm looking it up and see if it is.
So that's one part of it, is going to the school and bringing an artist, hopefully close to the students' ages. And then the other part of it is when we have the competition rounds, is to pay for buses to bring students to the competition rounds.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay,
yeah.
That's great.
And then it's really interesting because they get to hear part of it, then they get to talk with the artists afterwards, and we take them on a tour of the different size pianos. You know, you've got the 6-foot, the 7-foot, the 9-foot.
So the Virginia Waring Piano Competition is in the spring? Every 2 years?
It's every 2 years, right. And it's usually during spring break.
See? I do remember. See, Anne,
that's good for you.
Anne reminded me when she came that we've known each other since 2005. And I said, how do you know that? And she said, because you were on our board. And I, you know, a lot of groups put me on their advisory board, and they just ask for input and ask me to publicize stuff. And that's why they asked me, and it's perfectly fine. I didn't remember that. But I did, of course, remember meeting you years ago. But I do remember that the competition's been held in several places over the years.
It has. It's
McCallum, COD. Are you at Rancho Mirage High School now? Or have you ever been?
Yes. As a matter of fact, one of our artists actually christened Rancho Mirage High School Auditorium. With the very first one, as a matter of fact, not all the lights were working, we found out.
So hey, we were doing our best.
But now, anyway, so it was the very first time that anything was in the auditorium, right when it first when it opened.
The beautiful Helene Galen Performing Arts Center at Rancho Mirage High School. It's gorgeous.
And as a matter of fact, back in November, we brought the same artist back who then did another concert there. And so it was sort of like coming full circle.
So is the competition held there these days or no?
No, the competition is held at the Indian Wells Theater at Cal State San Bernardino, because we need rooms for practice pianos, we need rooms for volunteers, we need rooms for the contestants to hang out, and so you can't...
And is it, so was there a competition this year or is it next year?
No, it's every other year. So this is perfect timing, right? Because we're just the end of April. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to start, you know, we want to let the schools know right away beginning of next year that we're going to have the competition in March. And so, so to start setting up for the buses and also the organization, the nonprofit, wants to do a lot more outreach into the schools. And we might even, I don't know, we should talk about Louisa, whether or not we could actually expand and have workshops around the performance so that more students can have access to actually working with the piano. In other words, expand it out beyond just the performing or the piano students.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking now, and particularly of the little kids.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So now how does it work with, how does one become a contestant in the competition?
Okay, well, okay, this one, that's a great, it's a great question. On our website right now are the criteria for the junior and the intermediate competitions. So the junior competition is for pianists age 12 and under. And they have to have memorized like 45 minutes of solo repertoire. So, and that's a combination of different periods. So classical or romantic.
So nobody uses music. Wow.
It has to be memorized. And now this year they have a choice. They can enter solo. Everyone has to enter solo if they apply.
Right.
They have a choice as to whether or not they want to enter concerto. And what concerto means, because I didn't know this, is concerto is basically a symphonic or an orchestral piece where an instrument is a solo part of it. And so you have a guest artist. And so it's give and take between the solo artist and the orchestra. And so it's a big deal. And it's a different skill.
So now, do you have applicants from all over the world?
We get applicants from all over the world, especially with the younger ones. So, and the intermediate is age 13 to 17. So the furthest away we've had someone from New Zealand and Thailand. They've come from as far away as the Ukraine.
And is there a limit as to how many you accept, or is it just if they qualify based on your criteria, they get to compete?
We do a sliding scale, if you will. The judges listen to all of the CDs, and they rate them by numbers, and then we take like the top scoring 20 for each division. And then the intermediate, the teenagers, they have to have 60 minutes of memorized material.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this is the creme de la creme.
Yes,
so you have 20 contestants
20
in
20
each
division.
Division. Mm-hmm. And then do you then have like different levels, like you have semifinalists and finalists?
We have preliminary, we have round one, then we have semifinal round, and then with the concerto, they play their concerto with second piano. So we have another accompanist and they get a rehearsal time, and that's, talk about logistics and complicated, because you have to figure out when each one is performing in their solo, and then when they can rehearse, blah, blah, blah. And then the final is at the McCallum with full orchestra. And so in 2019, we will have two junior people advance to play with orchestra and two intermediate.
And all of the competition is open to the public or no?
The competition, as far as being an audience, is it's all open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
And the preliminary rounds right now, or they have been totally free. The solo final is a $20 ticket, and the concerto final at the McCallum ranges in price from $45 all the way down to $17. And we do give away about 200 or 300 seats that we give to seniors and to students, music students and teachers and stuff.
Great.
And Louisa is a great partner in that.
Yes, well, she is.
We're just so grateful to have that access and those tickets.
How fabulous.
So
that's great. And then, of course, you have the two concerts a year. Ranch Fresh?
Well, it depends on funding, and it depends on where we decide to place it.
So we had two this year, though.
We did one at Ranch Marsh High School and one at Palm Springs High School, and those are all district concerts, so those involve elementary, middle, and high school students that are bussed in to see the show.
How do you pick who?
The way I have always done it is I put out the information about the concert. So I have pictures of the performer and the times, dates, locations, and teachers opt in, so teachers contact me on behalf. In elementary, because of the extreme cost of busing, we send grade levels at a time. And I'm always tracking what schools are going, what teachers are opting in, so that we have always good coverage, that because we're five cities, that you know, all schools that want to go to a concert can get into one, because we have multiple partnerships and probably four or five concert opportunities a year. So we have excellent coverage that way in our district.
How cool. So we had concerts in November and February.
Right,
yeah. This year.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Yeah, and I might add, one of the really interesting things is there's been a real effort over the years to really work with artists that are receptive to talking to young people, and some especially so, and really have impact. Like, I'm thinking of a concert we did just for music students at Palm Springs High School that was several hundred. And the performer was from China, and she was very engaging and did a lot of Q&A afterwards, and the students wanted to take pictures with her. And
was that Miao Ho?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's really meaningful, too, because my take on the arts, especially exposure like that in a concert setting, I don't want students to feel like the performer's up here and they're untouchable, and that's like an impossible goal, and it's so removed. Like, I want performers to be close to kids, and I want kids to feel that they're a real person and that it's potential. And you know, kids always ask the question, well, how old were you when you started? How many hours do you practice? When did this become a serious consideration? Because, you know, I never know in all these years and all the hundreds of students that we've had in the audience, like, who is that one student that is going to decide to become professional and devote their life to it and really practice? So, you know, that is, aside from the beauty of the experience and the exposure to the arts for its own sake, it is extraordinary to think that maybe none of us will ever know exactly who that one child was, but certainly there is one.
And if we can go, you know, it's great to do it in the high school, because you can have much better Q&A and relating to these young, you know, grad students, basically. But I really like it when we go into with the elementary students, because that's when you have that little sparkle.
Oh, yeah.
And I know for me personally, it's so different experiencing music live I don't like it. It's like I don't necessarily like to see it in the movie theaters. Mm-hmm. Because I'm missing something auditorially. There's an experience, there's an aliveness, there's a give and take with the audience. And now all of the music schools like Juilliard, they're teaching their students, their grad students, to engage, to ask questions. What did you like? Why did you like it? And they are doing this back and forth. It isn't just, I'm coming up here to play.
Yeah.
It's much more interactive.
And if you're just joining us, you're listening to Learn Something New Every Day here on AM 1340 KWXY. And our guests are my monthly co-host, Miss Louisa Castrodale, and Miss Anne Greer from the Virginia Waring International Piano Competition. And we're going to cut Anne loose in a little bit. But just touch on, so the namesake of this event, Virginia Waring.
Mm-hmm.
I know a little history. So Fred Waring was a... I know Fred Waring was a band leader, right?
He was a band leader. And
Virginia was a pianist. No.
Yes, Virginia was a pianist. She toured under the name Virginia Morley, and she was married to another pianist, and they did duo pianos. And they joined Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians on tour.
Oh.
And then I honestly don't know what happened as far as whether Fred's wife died or and Gerhardt died, but then she ended up marrying Fred.
Mm-hmm.
And then she actually, you know, got into music publishing and all of these things. It started as the Joanna Hodges, which is when you saw it.
That. Yeah.
I remember that.
So Joanna Hodges started at COD. It was a piano conference. And then when we resurrected it,
She's passed or
Virginia died in 2013.
Okay,
and but she was a concert pianist.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah,
and now that you're refreshing my memory, because before I came to the school district, I was at the Palm Desert Post, and I was the editor of the paper, and it was the Joanna Hodges when I was at the paper.
It was the Joanna Hodges. So if you talk to people who've grown up here, you know, all walks of life. They all recognize the Joanna Hodges. I remember the Joanna Hodges.
So, Bill Waring is
Bill
Fred
Waring,
and Virginia's son, right?
No.
No?
No, Bill Waring is Fred's son.
Oh, Fred's son
is
from his
Fred's
first
son
marriage.
And
okay.
Bill is real estate.
Right.
And Virginia's son is named Paul, but he takes the name Waring, so I guess Fred adopted him.
Oh.
And Paul now has moved back to the desert, so he's living here now. And
what does he do? Not that any of this really matters.
Gosh.
I digress, and it's the reporter in me, so I just kind of...
He's actually, I'll tell you the truth, he is into healthy chocolate.
Oh, cool.
Healthy dark chocolate.
All right. Well, and
so anyway,
it's a pleasure, and thank you for everything that you do. And
nice reconnecting
lady.
With you, Joe.
Yeah, you too. And I know you have another appointment, so we'll cut you loose. And thank you for being here.
And I hope to come back next season.
You bet, absolutely. So, sister of
yes.
mine, I say that it. Because the people who, you know, especially from the back, they'll come running up to me and say, Louisa. And the same thing happens with her.
That's why I'm growing my hair
Joan.
Out.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny.
Yeah.
And or sometimes I'll get emails for her. She'll get emails
this
for me.
True.
So we're kind of the same person, just split.
Well, I think nobody sends out more information than we do.
That's very true.
We're two halves of a whole.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so it has been... I mean, every year, it just seems
it
like
bigger.
There's
yeah.
more and more, and you've launched some new things this year. One in particular that pops out at me is a new early childhood education music program that was piloted at Julius Corsini this year, and tell us about that.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. So we started it at one school this year as a pilot to try it out, and that's just kind of how I do everything. Is
smart.
Take a look at it,
right.
See what works, see what doesn't. Does it stick? You know, and in fact, I was just talking to the early childhood director today, Myra, and they're delighted with it. And she would actually like to see me develop some art classes too for these little guys.
Of course, she would.
Which, of course, is a tough sell.
Yeah.
For me. For 3 and 4 year olds. What? Okay. 3 and 4 year olds. So I think, you know, next year I would like to expand funding there and move in maybe to all my Desert Hot Springs sites with kind of a residency or a run where it's like four music classes, four art classes over a period of time. So that's going to involve some training over the summer. But, you know, going back to my philosophy, and I talk about this a lot because I think adults are not aware of it, of, you know, that 84% or better of our children are Title I, which means below the poverty line. So offering the highest quality arts experiences is my mission. And I just got to thinking, well, if I'm so heavily invested in music from, you know, K-12, starting in kindergarten, why not start younger? I mean, you know, why lose those years? And so started to look at 3- and 4-year-olds. So that's been really an extraordinary experience. We was kind of built it while we were flying. the Steinway Society and myself and the early childhood directors and coordinators. So that's been a really successful experience. I really can't even convey to you the joy on a 3-year-old's face or a 4-year-old's face when they're handling instruments for the first time and moving and singing. It's pure pleasure. It's so worthwhile. So that's definitely a program that we're excited about. We're going to run with it, and you can look for an expansion next year. Another program that kicked off this year is a long-running artist in residence, Ray Lindsay, who was responsible for our steel drum program that was at Desert Hot Springs for several years, and then Taiko Drum at Ed Wenzloff Elementary, as it was known back in those days, all of which went to the McCallum as performers for Open Call. But we had been talking for a couple of years about a drum circle, and he really liked that idea, and so I asked him to place that at Agua Caliente Elementary School, and I was in fact just visiting there today looking at the program. And it's all boys and one girl, and they are so engaged and so enthusiastic. And of course, this gentleman is a pro. He's a retired band director from Val Verde. He's a PhD in music, though he never brags about it. So he's incredibly intelligent. And, you know, we'll get an idea for a program. We'll start to build it, and we'll work it around that school site and what's good for those particular group of students. And the thing I was most pleased about in starting this program this year is he you know, he would keep raving about certain kids that were just so enjoying it, and just their attention was spot on. And the principal called me, and she said, you know, two of the boys in his class are newcomers. They don't speak English. And that is their most favorite part of the day. And that's exactly my philosophy, which is, you know, if you have kids that are coming in new in families and they're not fluent yet, imagine what an intimidating experience that is, to not feel like you can be successful in any arena. But you don't have to speak English to jump into the arts and to get started.
That's
there.
That's right.
And to have success. And so, you know, that engagement piece is, I want every child to come to school and have something to look forward to. I mean, I want teachers to feel that same way too. But this is an example of a program that's really working and is allowing kids, no matter what level they come in, to Ray, who's an expert, they're going to walk out of there knowing what they're doing and feeling good about it.
When you said his name, I thought you were going to tell me about the new program at, is it Cal State or UCR?
Yeah, well,
that involves him too.
Yeah, well, what happened was, so Ray has off and on, you know, been doing programming for us, and most recently works with me when I do national presentations. He puts together the PowerPoint for me because he doesn't do what's a regular PowerPoint. Every image is layered up and is an art piece in and of itself, and we have movies and so forth. So that's been something we've been doing. But he really has never given up the steel drum idea, and he ran it for several years out of our then Ramon Academy site, a community steel group. So it had students and teachers from our district, but also community members. And so then for the past couple of years, they had been practicing at Temple Isaiah, and he really wanted to kind of open that up again to students. And so he was really interested in Cal State San Bernardino Palm Desert campus because they don't have a music program there. And the thought was, well, what about our students who have been in our very successful band programs at the high school, who might end up there and then not have access to music? So I had a meeting with their dean and several assistant deans, and we pitched the idea, would you let us come in and do a lunchtime concert and then recruit students to join this group? So now we have a group at Cal State San Bernardino, so it's not technically a Palm Springs Unified school district group, but I'm proud of the fact that several, at least four of our graduates are now part of that group. And, you know, even though you're graduated and gone, we're still offering you programming, yeah. You know, in some way, shape, or form. So he's really a treasure for our community and doing wonderful things wherever possible.
And Lady Leeds had a fabulous year.
Lady Leeds, it's funny because, you know, I conceived of Lady Lead with Sarah Scheidemann a couple years ago, and well before Me Too and Harvey Weinstein and all of that really erupting. And so we were definitely ahead of the curve, knew there were problems there. And the question that I'm constantly asked is, where's the high school program? So in the spring,
tell everybody what Lady Lead is.
So Lady Lead is an arts program that is based on female empowerment, and it's a community art table that we do with girls at the middle school with lots of positive messaging and role modeling happening in response to principals telling me how much girls were struggling with self-esteem, with sexual pressure, with body image, with girl-on-girl bullying, this type of thing. And so, you know, I convened with my artist to figure out, was there a way we can come at that with arts and make that better?
You guys do a podcast too, don't you?
We do podcasts. We do, we have social media. We have it on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. So the question, you know, with it really exploding in the national consciousness this year was, what are you doing for high school? Well, that's, and what are you doing about sexual harassment per se? So that's obviously a thoughtful discussion, and I convened, you know, a half dozen local women, artists, educators to shape a high school program that will roll out next year. And it's, we're going to base it around kind of a game, like a game with questions, you know, approaching fairly interesting topics, but in a humorous way. Because what I find, you know, of course, my kids are all in college now and they're in their 20s, and I'm a very open and like communicative person. And with all of this happening, I can think of questions that I never even thought to ask or discuss with my kids. So we're going to have that component, and it will segue into something that they make and take with them. But it's, again, giving voice to young women and talking about things that maybe aren't talked about or haven't been up until this point, but just in a real positive way, a positive platform. Because, you know, the women that want to teach this and the women that want to advise on this are very mindful of their own experiences, and that we want to make things better for the next generation, and we want to be supportive and promote good choices and things that make you feel worthy as a human being. And of course, we want that for boys and girls. And I don't doubt that over the next couple of years, I'll start working on a program for young men, because they have separate sets of issues and they have things that are not typically addressed. But like I said, obviously, it's Lady Lead is up and running and has a lot of support. And so we will definitely move into high school with that next year. So I'm excited about that.
Wow, I'm exhausted. I mean,
aren't I lucky though to have like the opportunity to work with the amazing people I do and to have a passion for the work, you know, like you, and so proud to work for a district that champions the arts. And, you know, we're past our first decade. We just had our VAPA tour where five districts came in to look at our program. So we
visual
are the model.
Visual and performing arts.
VAPA stands for.
Yeah. And it was fabulous. And you're, You were asked by your
Riverside
group
County.
Of yeah your group of art leads in the various school districts to do this tour, because you're the veteran of the
I'm
group.
The old lady of the group.
Don't say old lady. You're the veteran, and you brought people from three or four different school districts to five different school districts. Not in the Coachella Valley.
No.
The people here know what you're doing.
Well, one Coachella Center representative.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
But they got to see a slew of our programs.
Right.
And
we showed seven programs. We had two guest speakers.
We're proud to have other people replicate what we're doing, because that's education, and what's good for our kids is good for other kids, too.
It's for the greater good. I want what we have for all kids. So.
And you're awesome. I love you. Next week, our guest will be our Palm Springs Unified Director of Nutritional Services, Stephanie Bruce, to talk about what's new in the world of school nutrition. Our show airs each Sunday on AM 1340 KWXY. Please subscribe to our podcast. Go to iTunes. Look for You Learn Something New. Press subscribe. Please tell all your friends to do the same. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Daniel. We'll see you next week.